This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Secure Transaction First Amendment Bill and National Assembly passes Media Council Bill. President Ramchandra Paurel stresses the need for modernized anti-corruption measures. Anti-graft body CIAA claims to have taken positive initiatives for corruption control. Agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees exported through Kakarabhitta checkpoint in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, and Hamas threatens to postpone next hostage release, claiming Israel has broken terms of ceasefire deal. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the bill related to Secure Transactions First Amendment 2081. Bikram Sambat, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, in yesterday's meeting of the House, announced the endorsement of the bill unopposed. Earlier, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil had tabled the bill for endorsement in the lower house. The amendments mentioned in the Finance Committee's report regarding the Secure Transactions First Amendment Bill were also passed unanimously. Meanwhile, the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Report has been tabled in the House of Representatives. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the report in the House. In the meantime, a session of the National Assembly yesterday passed the Media Council Bill 2080. Bikram Sambat, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung, proposed the meeting to endorse the bill with a report of the Committee for Legislation Management, and his proposal was endorsed unanimously. Prior to this, responding to lawmakers' concerns over the bill, the minister said the bill was discussed long in the committee and was endorsed there before tabling at the National Assembly, aimed at making the Media Council more autonomous. President Ramchandra Paurel has stressed the need for modernizing investigations and prosecution procedures against corruption in response to the evolving nature and forms of corruption. The head of the state made the remark during his address to a special function organized to mark the 34th establishment day of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, in Kathmandu yesterday. The president also highlighted the need for collaboration between state bodies, the private sector, civil society and the citizens in promoting good governance and implementing preventive programs against corruption. On the occasion, CIAA Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai said the commission has taken positive initiatives along with various strategies for the promotion of good governance and corruption control. Agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees have been exported through Nepal's eastern border checkpoint Kakarabhitta in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. According to the Plant Quarantine and Pesticide Management Centre of the Ministry of Agriculture, the main exports included cardamom, tea, ply, veneer, ginger and broom grass. Tea accounted for the highest export value at ₹6.82 billion, followed by cardamom at 4.22 billion rupees and ply and veneer at 1.91 billion rupees. During the same period, agricultural imports through the Kakarabhitta checkpoint totaled 1.96 billion rupees. The key imported items included millet, groundnuts, pulses, rice, fresh vegetables, fruits, garlic, potatoes, corn, and animal feed. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa has said the social media bill introduced by the government will not be endorsed without amendments. Talking to media in Chitwan yesterday, Leader Thapa stated that the ordinances issued by the government will be tabled in the House within a few days and will be endorsed following discussions. On a different note, the Nepali Congress General Secretary said the party's general convention will be held before the 2028 periodic election. Then Rashtriya Panchayat member Nanimaya Dahal passed away at the age of 92 while undergoing treatment for pneumonia at Dirghayu Hospital in Kathmandu. Dahal was elected a member of Rashtriya Panchayat by defeating Jogmeher Shrestha during the Panchayat period. She came into limelight after defeating Shrestha by a double margin of votes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Taplejung is set to celebrate the Kanchenjunga Platinum Jubilee 2082 from April 18 to 20th, marking the first successful expedition to Mount Kanchenjunga. The event will be celebrated at Lelep or Fatanglung Rural Municipality 5 in Taplejung District. On the occasion, the treasurer of the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council and coordinator of the Festival Coordination Committee, Chewang Sherpa, said the festival would contribute to the conservation of natural heritages and promote tourism. The world's third tallest peak, Mount Kanchenjunga, is the second tallest peak in Nepal with an altitude of 8,586 meters. British nationals George Band and Joe Brown first reached the top of Mount Kanchenjunga on May 25, 1955. Mayor of the Lalitpur metropolitan city, Chiribabu Maharajan, along with an expert team, has reached Guwahati, India, to participate in the International Conference on Ratu Machindranath. The event is being organized by Guwahati University, Assam. Ratu Machindranath is revered as the deity of rain and good harvest and is believed to bring monsoon rains. According to Mayor Maharajan, the conference will include discussions on the historical, religious and cultural significance of Ratu Machindranath, who was brought to Kathmandu Valley from Kamaru Kamaksha in Assam, India, 1,400 years ago. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Hamas has threatened to postpone the next hostage release schedule to take place in Gaza on Saturday until further notice, accusing Israel of breaking the ceasefire deal. Israel described the threatened postponement as a complete violation of the ceasefire and called on the Israeli military to prepare for any possible scenario in Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, urged Israel to cancel the ceasefire and let all hell break out if Hamas carried out its threat. However, in a later statement, Hamas said there was still an opportunity for the release to go forward as planned. It said the move serves as a warning to Israel and was meant to pressure it into fully honoring the terms of the ceasefire deal. Hamas has now released a total of 16 Israeli hostages as part of the first phase of the ceasefire agreement, of a total of 33 promised at staggered intervals during these days. Hamas took 251 hostages and killed about 1,200 people when it attacked in October 2023. Israel launched a military campaign in response, killing at least 48,000 Palestinians, according to Hamas-run health ministry. Now, the Jalaweather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the western low-pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 21 to 23 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. House of Representatives endorses Secure Transaction First Amendment Bill and National Assembly passes Media Council Bill. President Ramchandra Paudil stresses the need for modernized anti-corruption measures. Anti-graft body CIAA claims to have taken positive initiatives for corruption control. Agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees exported through Kakarbitta checkpoint in first 6 months of current fiscal year, and Hamas threatens to postpone next hostage release, claiming Israel has broken terms of ceasefire deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.